It's the Pinky the Pig Show. Okay, this is me. It's Pinky the Pig and it's time for our show. Thank you for listening to the Pinky the Pig podcast show where you listen, laugh, and learn with an oink and a moo. And I'm here with my excellent friend, Mildred the Moo Moo Cow.
Hi, Pinky, sweetheart. How are you?
I'm fabulous, Mildred, sweetheart. How are you?
Awesome. I had a great weekend. Did you?
I had a great weekend. And Mildred, it's your turn to pick what we're going to talk about today.
Are you sure?
Yes, please.
Okay, well, let's see. Tomorrow is Tuesday's tune.
Yeah.
But it is somebody's birthday tomorrow I wanted to talk about.
Okay, we talk about today.
Right, it would be Confucius.
Oh, the famous Chinese philosopher. Mildred, we already did a podcast on Confucius.
I know, but I wanted to mention it. That was episode 220.
Yes, and we invite our listeners to go back to previous episodes. Just scroll through the titles and click on the ones that suit your fancy. And Confucius episode is 220.
Right, and he was born in 551 BC on September 28th. They believe.
Wow.
But also on September 28th, another famous man, more recent, Ed Sullivan.
Ed Sullivan? He had a famous variety show. I know Lady Lynette talks about that show. Was kind of a while ago. Is that his real name?
It is. His real name, Edward Vincent Sullivan.
Nice.
And he was born in New York City. And he was born in 1901.
Yeah.
And he became very, very successful TV creator and a host. He had a variety show that started in 1948, and it ran every Sunday night, live television, till 1971. That's 23 years, over 1,000 episodes.
Yeah, quite successful.
Right, and when it first started out, the show was called Toast of the Town.
Toast of the Town.
And that was in 1948, and then 1955, they changed the title to The Ed Sullivan Show.
Okay.
But when he was a child, when he was growing up, his whole family was musical, and everybody played the piano.
Oh, nice.
But he was a fabulous athlete in high school. In fact, he was on the baseball team, and he was a star catcher, a real athlete.
Mm, nice.
So he started very young. He reported the sports, and he became a sports editor for the New York Daily News.
Oh, that's a big paper.
Right, and then he also started writing about Broadway shows, and he got into meeting a lot of entertainers and celebrities, and then he became a radio announcer, and he did more show business and the news and the gossip that surrounded the celebrities.
Wow, very la-di-da, toast of the town.
All right, so then he created that show, and it was a go, and he became very successful. And in fact, he became a star maker. He had so many people on his show for the first appearance of their careers. And he turned a lot of people into stars.
I know when the Beatles first came to America in 1964, they were on his show, and that was the first time that American viewers got to see the Beatles in live. They sang for real. There was no lip syncing on the Ed Sullivan show. Lady Lynette told me that was it. You couldn't play the record and then just lip along. No, it had to be live.
That is correct. And Ed Sullivan insisted on that. And the first time that the Beatles performed live on the Ed Sullivan Show, there were 73 million American viewers watching live on that Sunday evening in 1964.
That is so cool.
And most all of the performances, all of the episodes were live from New York on Sunday evenings. And all the family would gather around, and it really brought the family together. I mean, Ed Sullivan himself was kind of clumsy on stage, and in front of the camera, he was, you know, he wasn't really a delight, but he was able to introduce each act, and he could charm the whole family.
Yeah, not just musical acts.
That's right. He would have people from the classical theater and comedians, jugglers, magicians, acrobats.
Yeah, and he had that little Italian mouse, Topo Gigio.
That's right. That was created. Topo Gigio was Italian TV, the little Italian mouse created in 1959.
Yeah, the kids like that.
All right, and he had Elvis on his show.
Yeah, Elvis. Yeah, they had to film him a little bit different.
Right. And also, when he had the Doors on his show.
Oh, yeah, that's a great rock band. Jim Morrison.
Right, and they asked Jim Morrison to change the lyrics of one of his songs because, you know, it wasn't really appropriate.
Yeah.
And Jim Morrison shook his head yes, that he would do it. But when he got on stage with the live performance, he sang it how he wrote it.
Well, you can't blame him.
But Ed Sullivan never booked him again. He never had him back on the show.
Whoopsie.
And then the same with the Rolling Stones. He asked Mick Jagger to change the lyrics. And Mick did go along with it, but he kind of rolled his eyes when he sang the other words.
Yeah, well, at least he did it.
Right. And he had Diana Ross and the Supremes.
Oh, yeah, that's a great group.
And like I say, he paved the way for so many people in show business. And he introduced country and Western music. And he really helped them take a hold in the entertainment field by being on his show up front.
That's nice. Yeah, you don't really see those kind of shows anymore, the variety talent shows, because it's just a big theater show, one act after the other, kind of like old vaudeville.
Exactly, and it really was entertainment, and every act, boom, it'd be something different, boom, something different.
Yeah, real theater. They named the theater after him, the Ed Sullivan Theater.
Oh, very good, Pinky. Well, Pinky, we have time for a couple of quotes from Ed Sullivan. We'll start with this first one that he said about Elvis Presley.
Okay, yes, please.
I wanted to say to Elvis Presley and the country that this is a real decent, fine boy. And wherever you go, Elvis, we want to say we've never had a pleasanter experience on our show with a big name than we've had with you.
Yeah, well, Elvis, you know, he's the king, Elvis. Very sweet boy raised with the choir and everything.
Yes. Okay, Pinky, here we have one more quote from Ed Sullivan. This one, perhaps his most famous. Ed Sullivan said, "If you do a good job for others, you heal yourself at the same time, because a dose of joy is a spiritual cure. It transcends all barriers."
Wow, that's really beautiful. I have to think about that one. Yeah, it's just about being good and pure and full of love, and then there aren't any barriers. You just open the doors of love.
Yes.
Yeah, it's nice to remember him. He gave so much and he helped so many performers.
He did.
Okay, well, we hope his family is celebrating his birthday on tomorrow, Tuesday.
Yes.
And tomorrow we're going to have Tuesday's tune.
Yes, we are, Pinky.
And Mildred, could you sing this song with me tomorrow?
Okay, I'll try.
All right, I'll talk to you then. You have a lovely evening.
I plan to. You as well.
Okay, I love you.
I love you.